Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Church Lady Now, an exciting new approach to presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am Brother Grant, and I am excited to tell you about our Church Lady Ministries. Our goal is to help you live a successful Christian life. Our program is designed to help us learn the Word of God, understand what we have learned, and apply the Word to our daily living. We broadcast every Wednesday evening right here on Blog Talk Radio at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Time. This year, we are on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who He is, and the role He wants to play in our lives. This is our 16th teaching in our series titled, Come Holy Spirit. We are teaching on the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity. The Trinity is the Christian Godhead of one as God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He has a divine function, and He works in harmony with God, the Father, and the Son of God. Today, the Holy Spirit is here to carry out on work of Jesus Christ in and through me, that is, Brother Grant and you. Today, our teaching is how to live your best life now, living by faith. How to live your best life now, living by faith. So let's look at some of the data in our Bible. For those of you that are data miners or impressed by numbers, the quote that just shall live by faith is mentioned four times in the Bible, once in the book of Habakkuk, twice in Paul's letters, and in the book of Hebrews. The Holy Spirit is mentioned many times in the Bible. For those of you that really like numbers, let's look at how many times the Holy Spirit is mentioned in the Bible. Please note that when we talk about the Holy Spirit, we're including all of His names, symbols, and titles, which include the following: the Spirit of God, Holy Ghost, Authority, Anointing, Cloud, Victor, Creator, Dove, Finger of God, Fire. And we're talking about symbols and titles for the Holy Spirit. He's also described as a hand, intercessor, joy, judge, and liberty. Producer of fruit, prophecy, power, rain, seed, sanctifier, wind, resurrection, teacher, third person, wisdom, and water. All of these are symbols and titles of the Holy Spirit. So many times is the Holy Spirit mentioned in the Bible. According to the internet resources, He is mentioned 381 times in the King James Version of the Bible, 386 times in the New International Version of the Bible, 381 times in the American Standard Version of the Bible, and 394 times in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. So notice, there is a consistency in different Bible versions. He is mentioned a low of 381 times and a high of 394 times. Now, we are happy to inform you that we are fully officially tax-exempt as a 501c3 ministry. So all of the donations you make to Church Lady Ministries are tax-deductible. This ministry is good soil to sow your seed of giving to help the less fortunate. Now, our ministry background is a story of great interest. I want to give you a brief overview of our history. Listeners, don't let our name fool you. This is not a ladies-only ministry. The truth is, the majority of the people we minister to are men in homeless shelters. Artist Oliver, the church lady, has been involved in street ministry to the homeless for many years. The name Church Lady was given to Pastor Artist by the homeless people to whom she ministered. They couldn't remember her name, so they just started calling her Church Lady. Thus, we have Church Lady Ministries. Now, we are called to present the good news of salvation because the God Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of prison to those that are bound. Our Church Lady is one of the Northwest leading practical Bible teachers and an international evangelist with a call to help people to be restored through Jesus Christ. She loves to teach about the Bible. Church Lady teaches on a number of Bible topics. She focuses on helping you to know the Bible for yourself, which will result in your transformation. You have to know the Bible before you can get transformed. She uses her 20 years of experience in live dramatic productions to bring the Word of God alive in her lively Bible classes, workshops, and retreats. Now, we serve the less fortunate, and the ministry is under the Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 commission, which is, the Spirit of the Lord is called upon us. He has called us to preach the gospel, heal, proclaim liberty to captives, and set those in prison free, with a focus on spiritual and emotional healing. We serve homeless men and women and children in our local battered women's shelter. A minister artist, also known as the Church Lady, as we've said, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary in Lakewood, Washington. She has traveled internationally with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. Now, her favorite Bible teacher is Joyce Myers, who she always has said, when I grow up, I want to be a great Bible teacher just like Joyce Myers. So the good news of salvation and how to live an overcoming Christian life is our ministry mail. So on your computer screen, you should see scrolling, along with clip art of the Holy Spirit, our contact information. So you can get to know us and come through on Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, Library and Archives, our Gmail account, on the Internet. So you can become a Church Lady Ministry partner. And you can partner with us to help the less fortunate. For just $9.99 a month, you can help us teach the gospel and serve the less fortunate. And we primarily provide light snacks and meals with our ministry preaching. To become a ministry partner, so call to enroll. You can reach us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we will send you our ministry partner package. So, now, let's look at joining Church Lady for today's teaching. Our program title is Your Best Life Now, Living by Faith. And this evening, we are going to learn how to talk and walk by faith. We want to learn how to walk by faith. So now, let's join the Church Lady for today's teaching. Good afternoon, Church Lady.
Good afternoon, Brother Grant. How are you doing?
Great.
Well, it's wonderful to meet with you again on Wednesday afternoon for the Church Lady Now program. Thank you so much for your continued faithfulness to the ministry.
You are welcome.
Good afternoon, listeners. How are you doing? Welcome to Church Lady Now. As Brother Grant said, our goal is to help you to live your best life now and to be a blessing to others. I pray all is well with you and yours today, and I thank you so much for joining us for Church Lady Now. Today is an exciting day. We are going to learn how to live our best life now. Are you satisfied with your life? We have good news for you. The best is yet to come. We believe God has more in store for you. Is yet to come. How it looks now is not your end. Our foundation scripture for this teaching is found in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. The scripture states, "For we live by faith and not by sight." Today we are on a journey to increase our faith to what D.L. Moody calls faith that takes God without any ifs. Faith that takes God without any ifs. That's powerful. That is powerful. Believing God and not saying but. Wow. We're talking about living our best life now by faith. Today we're talking about faith. What is faith and how do we live by faith? Did you know the English language does not have a verb for the word faith? Consequently, biblical scholars started to use the word believe instead of the word faith. So if we say, I faith, that would be incorrect grammar. So we say, I believe. The word believe has been interpreted to mean belief or beliefs, which links faith to what we say we believe. However, that is not faith. Faith is trust. For our purposes today, it is trust in God. Now, how many of us really live by faith? It's easier said than done. I must confess that I am not always 100% at peace trusting God to take care of me. Hey, I am just saying. However, today we are ready to learn to live our best life now by faith. Amen? Today we're talking about living by faith. Our primary scripture reference is found in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, which states, "For we live by faith, not by sight." And that's the King James NIV, New International Version. One of the things I like to do when teaching the Bible is to look up the same scripture and different Bible versions. For example, let us look up our primary scripture in the Aramaic and the God's Word Bibles. The same verse in the Aramaic Bible reads as follows, "For it is by faith that we walk and not by sight." The God's Word Bible says it like this, "Indeed, our lives are guided by faith, not by sight." Can you imagine walking through life with a blindfold on? The Aramaic Bible said that it is by faith we walk. Can you imagine yourself walking through life with a blindfold on? That is, trusting God blindly. Faith has its own eyesight. Developing faith is like developing body muscles. Faith grows like muscles, slowly, with use. I'm in the process of trying to lose weight and improve my health. So one of the things that I do to improve my fitness is weight training. When I started lifting weights, I started with the amount of weights that I could lift with a mild strain. And as I practiced regularly, the amount of weights that I could lift got easier. So I increased and added more weights. I stayed at that same level for a while, and then I decided it was time to increase the weights. Each month, I have increased the amount of weights that I lift, and it has gotten easier. I add more weights as my muscles get stronger. Faith likewise become stronger with life experiences. In faith, there is a parallel with our Christian lifestyle. When we are saved, we put our trust in God to save us. Then as we encounter the storms of life, we again put our trust in God to help us through the storms of life. With each storm of life, our faith in God grows stronger. Eventually, we reach a point where the storms of life that used to devastate us are no longer considered a problem. Why? Because we have gone through the storms of life, and one thing we know for sure, our faith in God will see us through. Because of our faith, the things that used to devastate us no longer consume us. The Bible says the just will live by faith. That's Hebrews 10, verse 38. Specifically, the Bible says, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draws back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. If any man draws back, my soul will have no pleasure in him. In the Old Testament, there was a prophet by the name of Habakkuk. He had a conversation with God about the immoral issues of his time, about men drawing back. He was unhappy about the immoral lives of the people of Judah. So he asked God, why are you tolerating these people? And he was confused by God's approach to poor behavior. Now, in response to his complaint, God explained that he would deal with the immoral, but the just will live by faith. So, what does the Bible mean when it says the just shall live by faith? Let's look at that. The three major words in this phrase are just, live, and faith. The term just is also referred to as righteous in the Bible. Now, the simple Webster's Dictionary definition of righteous is this. Righteous is morally good, following religious or moral laws. Now, in the Old Testament, the prophet Habakkuk was told by God, the righteous will live by faith. When Habakkuk declared the righteous will live by faith, he was using the Hebrew word tzadeg, which is an adjective. And that adjective is found 206 times in the King James Version of the Bible. Tzadeg means just or righteous or justified. So the idea of being righteous is to be judged in good standing. We're talking about the just shall live by faith. The word live has many meanings, depending on the context of the word and how it's used. Sometimes the word live is used to describe one's lifestyle or behavior. Or it is used to describe surviving a near miss. Boy, I lived through that. Basically, we're taught in the Bible that we live by faith. We live by faith. It says, the just shall live by faith. So what is faith? Faith is the truth we place complete confidence in and that we live by. It can also refer to our personal convictions by which we live our lives. Some scholars describe the just shall live by faith as meaning the justified will be delivered because of the Lord's faithfulness. Let me say that again. Some scholars describe the just shall live by faith as meaning the justified will be delivered because of the Lord's faithfulness. However, from a New Testament point of view, for those of us who are saved, we can say that that phrase probably means those who are faithful to God and his word will be accounted for as just and will live. But there's more. In the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38 through 39, in the NIV, the Bible says, "And, but my righteous one will live by faith, and I take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back. But we," that's you and I, "do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who are saved." To those who have faith. But to those who have faith and are saved. That's us. We are people of faith and we are saved. So that means that we can live our best life now. The Bible contains our good news, which is because of Christ's atoning death, resurrection, and glorification, we can live a life of faith. You and I have been saved from sin. Through Christ, God made salvation available to us and to everyone else. However, there are some conditions. The first condition is that we must believe. That is, we must have active faith. This kind of belief transcends into lifestyle of obedience to the Word of God. Christ reveals the righteousness of God. He gives us credit as if we are righteous, which is not based on our good behavior or human works. This is faith unto faith, meaning faith that grows from weak faith to strong faith. Our friend the Apostle Paul established the church in Galatia on his first missionary trip. After it had been established for about a year, Paul learned that there was a teaching error that had spread in the church. He dealt with the error by writing to the church. The error pertained to the law. Some in the church were trying to revert to the law. Paul reminded the church that the law required perfect obedience. The law required perfect obedience, and that there was no one who was perfect. He taught that justification could not be obtained by the law. I heard my pastor say many years ago that justification is just as if I never sinned. See, Jesus justifies us. But the law imprisons people. We all come into salvation through Christ, which is equal to being declared in right standing with God, being declared righteous. Paul teaches that the righteous shall live by faith. The righteous shall live by faith. This is a submissive faith that yields to the redemptive work of Christ. Yields to the redemptive work of Christ. Because of what Christ did, I'm saved. Because of what Christ did, I am righteous. Oh, man, that's some good stuff. Now, the book of Hebrews says something very similar to what Paul wrote in his letter to the church. Both address the early church's bent to go back to the law. Some in the church even tried to blend the law and righteousness, which is mixing the gospel with something else. That's known as admixture. That is why the writer in Hebrews said, "But we do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved." To shrink back is to be overtaken by fear, as compared to righteousness, which is being in right standing because of Christ. You and I can live our best lives now by submission to God and His Word. Joyce Myers, who is my favorite Bible teacher, said that love must grow for our faith to grow. We're talking about the just shall live by faith. She was teaching out of the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verse 6, and she said, faith works through love. The love she's talking about is God's love. She said that we must know how much God loves us, because the more we believe He loves us, the more we will trust Him. The more we believe that God loves us, the more we will trust Him. Now that's faith. Did you know that what comes out of our mouth during difficult times gives us a clear picture of where we are when it comes to living by faith? For example, if you were riding with me in my car and the traffic came to a quick halt and I had to stop quickly, I would automatically put my hand out in front of you like you were my child to brace you from the impact of the abrupt stop while saying, Jesus. What do you say when traffic comes to a quick stop? Most times I automatically call on the name of Jesus because I am depending on Him to take care of me at all times. Beloved, to live our best life now, we must have faith. Faith does the following. Faith allows God to move in our lives. We are saved by faith. God fills us with the Holy Spirit by faith. Faith gives us access to God's presence. Faith heals, delivers, and sets us free. Faith sees us through storms. Faith sees us through the storms of life. Faith has been a topic of discussion for many years. I thought I'd share with you some powerful Christian quotes on faith from mighty men of God to inspire you to live your best life now. The first quote is from A.W. Tozier. Tozier said, let God be true, but every man a liar, is the language of true faith. Andrew Murray said, faith expects from God what is beyond all expectations. And finally, D.L. Moody said, and I love this one, faith makes all things possible. Love makes all things easy. Wow. In summary, faith is trust in God. Our primary scripture reference is found in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, which states, for we live by faith and not by sight. Faith is developing body muscles. Faith is a muscle. It's a faith muscle. And it develops slowly with use. In faith, there is a parallel with our Christian lifestyle. When we are saved, we put our trust in God to save us. So to live by faith, we must put our faith in God to help us. To live by faith, we must put our trust in God to help us. Faith is the truth we place complete confidence in and that we live by. We can live our best life now. The law required perfect obedience, and there is no one who was perfect. So God, in His mercy, justified us. Put us in right standing. When Habakkuk declared the righteous will live by faith, he was using that Hebrew word, tzaddik, which is an adjective. And it means righteous. It means just. It means justified. So So the idea of being righteous is being judged and in good standing. You and I are in good standing. The Word of God says that we are not like those who shrink back and are destroyed, but we are those who have faith and we are saved. We are not overtaken by fear. You and I can live our best life now by submission to God and His Word. Amen? Submission to God and His Word. Today we've learned that we must grow our faith. Why? Because faith works through love. And so love also must grow. Faith and love go hand in hand. The love we're talking about is God's love. He gives us love and He gives us faith. Beloved, we must know that God loves us. Because the more we believe that He loves us, the more we can trust Him. In conclusion, the truth is, the key to living by faith is what we actually live according to God's truth, which is in His Word. The truth is, the key to living by faith is that we live according to God's truth. Faith chooses to believe the Word of God against all else. We understand that all natural things are subject to God. But when we live by faith, we do not deny the circumstances, but we trust God. Beloved, you can live your best life now by living a life of faith. You can live your best life now by living a life of faith. We've got a caller on the line. So before we close our program, let's say hello to our caller. Hello, welcome to Church Lady Now.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, how are you doing?
I'm great, thanks for asking. I enjoyed the program, this is my first time calling in. My name is Minister Aaron Daniel Hubbard, calling you from Montana with a North Dakota phone number, but I'm here in town for school. And when you talk about faith, it just reminded me today that yesterday, actually, I'm in school for trucking, and I took my first three tests yesterday. I passed one of them, but the other two I failed. And I came out to the DOT office upset. And my instructor said, "What's wrong?" And I said, "I don't want to talk about it." He said, "Don't worry about it. I got faith in you. You're gonna get this." And I'm
That's
like,
right.
"Yeah, whatever." And I came back to my hotel where they put us up at. I studied literally for about 3.5 and 4 hours. Took a break every now and then.
Uh-huh.
And you all see my manner is highlighted with blue and yellow highlights because I was determined to pass the test. Yeah.
Exactly.
And my wife, she's back in North Dakota. She said, "Well, you took your exams here, and you did fail the first time. The second time you did pass, so it may be a pattern." I'm like, "Well, okay, well, I need to get this CDL because they're paying for it, and they're actually paying the students to be with them for a year." So
right.
I took my test, my last two tests today, and thank God I did pass. So I have my permit in my Class A.
Hallelujah!
Thank you. And the instructor, he's down to earth. I mean, he's a real nice guy. He believes in the people who we teach. And,
Hallelujah.
You know, he just wants to succeed. And when he told me, "I got faith in you," I almost said it a tear. I'm like, well, okay.
Oh, wow. Look at God moving in your life.
Yeah, and the last job I had, I was miserable. I mean, I would go to work mad and leave mad. I hated that job.
Oh.
And, but I thank God that God is moving in both me and my wife's lives because she got a new job in Minnesota, I believe in St. Paul.
Uh-huh.
So we're kind of a little bit
this.
But I told the people here at the trucking school, that's where I want to reside at too, in Minnesota.
Right.
Since it's the upper region, you have no problem.
Uh-huh.
Only thing is that we have to travel across country. Maybe part of the West Coast mostly.
But
we have the opportunity to see the nation, on their dime and getting paid for it. So I am grateful because God allowed me to open. He opened a door for me here to go to trucking school to maybe live a better, comfortable life. I'm not trying to be rich, but comfortable, where I can pay off my past due bills, get a brand new car, maybe save for a house one day. But I thank God for
that's
all
right.
of this.
You can do that.
He's working in our favor, not just mine, but our favor. When I
that's
say the word
right.
"our,"
that,
I mean
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
When I say the word "our," I don't mean to me, my wife and I. I mean everybody, including you. Everybody's favor.
Yes.
So
yes.
I thank God for that, and I also thank God for this too. Just last Wednesday, before I came up here, God ordained me.
Praise
so,
God.
Yeah, I've been preaching for almost 10 years, almost 11 years, and he ordained me last Wednesday. So I thank God for that, too. So, yeah,
I'm so happy
joy.
For you.
Thank you. Yeah,
I'm
but that's
so
all
happy for
say.
You. Brother Grant, do you
thank
hear this
you.
Brother's testimony?
I sure do. Amen.
You want to chat with him for a moment?
No, I think we better use the last few minutes that we have. But I think he needs to call back in because we're on every Wednesday live. And he can share it with his friends because his faith is contagious.
Yes, isn't that awesome? You know, that man has faith in him. He's got a faith for other people, and that's how God is.
That's right. It's contagious.
Mm-hmm. He's a very inspiring young man.
Thank you. I just turned 45 last Saturday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you are very young.
Yeah, I think so, too. Thank you. And my wife, she's 46. But if you saw us together, you would say, y'all ain't 45 and 46 because we look so young. But that's a compliment. I got
that
friends
is.
Who look
that's
at,
a beautiful
who look
compliment.
Like they're in their 60s. And they're in their 40s because they did so much dirt in their younger life. Their body just got old quicker. So I think God, I look younger.
Happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so. God. Praise God. Well, we are so happy that you took the time to call in today. We hope that you continue to be a listener, and we hope that you call in again so that you can give your testimony and encourage other people.
Okay. I'll try. You know,
yeah.
I will.
And tell your friends about us.
Okay.
Yes, that would just be absolutely awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, so well, now we're going to go ahead and turn the program back over to Brother Grant. Thank you so much, Brother, for calling in. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay,
and
Brother
what was
Grant,
your
back
name
to
again?
You.
What was your name again?
Aaron Hubbard.
Aaron?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Aaron. And we look forward
you're
to
welcome.
Hearing from you again.
Thank you.
You know, when you're driving your rig, you can just dial us up. Put us on the speaker.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay, so before we say goodbye, we want to bless each of you with our perpetual prayer for each of our listeners. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Just as our brother Aaron here has had peace, we want you to have peace. So this year we're on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is and the role he wants to play in our lives today. This was our 16th teaching in the series, teachings titled Come Holy Spirit. Now, if you want to contact us, we invite you to use us on social media and like us. Our social media information is Blog Talk Radio at Church Lady Now, and then you go into the library. So if you're not going to come on for a live show, you can go into the library. We have more than 80 previous teachings in our library. And we have Facebook pages for Artist Oliver Church Lady or Church Lady Ministries. So you can go into the inbox, like us, and follow us. Or you can email us. And we have an email account, churchladyministries@gmail.com. So we've got different ways for you to catch up with us. So we want to thank you for joining us for Church Lady Now. And please join us next Wednesday at 5:30 Pacific time as we're on a path to know the Holy Spirit, who he is, and the role he wants to play in our lives today. So remember, you can also become a ministry partner by contacting us at area code 253-472-6213 for more information. And our goal is to help you to live a life that's successful and victorious as a Christian. You can contact us with the information that's on the screen. And so remember, you can call in if you want more information. Area code 253-472-6213. So again, thank you for joining Church Lady Now. And this is Brother Grant saying, have a blessed day.